This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described us as Muslims in one of the best ways. We were the best people. But before we get to the best people, he ordered us with an order. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And hold firmly, firmly to the rope of Allah altogether. And do not become divided. Remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you when you were enemies and he brought your hearts together. And you became, by his favor, أَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. You become brothers by his favor. And you were on the edge of the pit of fire. And he saved you from them, from it. And he saved you from it. Thus Allah makes clear to you the verses, his verses, that you will be guided. What is the rope of Allah that Allah told us as a community, as an ummah, the ummah of Muhammad, to hold into it? There's the most common two commentary on this, that this rope is the Quran itself. And it's the community itself. So we need to hold to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith in Ibn Majah, Imam al-Tabari put it in his commentary, Kitabullah wal hablu al-mamdood min as-sama'i ila al-ard. The book of Allah is the rope that is between the heavens and the earth. Holding into the Quran, learning the Quran, practicing the Quran, understanding the Quran, struggling to understand the Quran will bring us all together. So one of the things that we all share is we have the same book, the same Quran, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wa'tasimu bihablillahi jamia, as an ummah, as a nation. Don't differ. Let's always look at what brings us together. Let us not look at what separates us or divide us. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in a beautiful hadith, and all the hadiths of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam are beautiful, but this one is teaching me and you something. In Allah yarda lakum salat wa yasqat lakum salat. Allah is pleased when you have three qualities, and he's unhappy, unpleased when you have three. What are they? The one he likes. And ta'buduhu la tushriku bihi shay'a. Number one. And wa an ta'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a. Worship him and do not associate anyone with him. Second, same concept of the verse. وَأَن تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold to the rule of Allah. Hold to the community. Be part of the community. Hold to the Quran. وَأَن تَنَاصَحُوا مِنْ وَلَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ. And you advise your leaders. And وَيَسْخَطُ لَكُمْ. And he doesn't like what? Three things. قِيلُ وَقَالْ. He said, she said. Or vain talk. وَإِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ, wasting the wealth. وَكَثْرَةُ السُّؤَالِ, too many questions, unnecessary questions. So for us as an ummah, this is one of the, or some of, what we should be. The most important thing is hold on to the rope of Allah. So then he tells us something that we all know and happy about, but we really need to pay attention. Are we doing it? That we were, as the Muslims, the best nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth on this earth. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You were the best nation that had been brought forth to people. Why is that, Ya Allah? Because we are Muslims. No. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You enjoy good and prevent evil. You advise people to do good. You encourage people to stay away from the disobedience of Allah and al-munkar, the rejected things that Allah is not pleased with. And we believe in Allah. These are the three things. So it's not the belief in Allah only, but the other two, enjoin good and prevent evil. And the people before you, people of the book, if they believe in Allah, it will be the best for them. But the most important thing is we enjoy what he wants from us and we forbid what he doesn't want us to do. Meaning, again, ourselves first, ibda' binafsik, start with yourself. Fanhaha an ghayyiha, stop yourself from doing the evil. Then start teaching people. So it is not just because we are Muslims. because of what Muslims are bringing to this light. Imam Ibn Majah reported that Rasul said, إِنَّكُمْ وَفَيْتُمْ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةً أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُهَا وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. You complete 70 nations of which you are us, the best and the dearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine we are the best and the dearest to Allah. But to be the best and the dearest to Allah is not just by saying it or claiming it. We have to be worthy of it. We have to have already worked for it. Number one is our leader, is our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But are we really enjoining good and forbidding evil? Do we, when we see things, we are doing it, do we stop ourselves from doing it, let alone before we come and tell people not to do? Of course, enjoining good and forbidding evil, it's a whole concept that not everybody can do, but at least everyone can work on himself or herself and maybe the close people to us. So we are the best ummah, the best nation for two reasons. Number one, we are a community. We have to stay together. We have to look at what brings us together, not what separates us. And then the number two is the concept of enjoining good and forbidding evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what is beneficial for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice what we learned.